KBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Our tribute to our friend Joseph Badansky is incomplete because we plunge immediately into conversation about the presidents speaking virtually, President Biden and President Putin. Gregory, the last we spoke, you made it very clear that the gathering of enormous forces off the border of Ukraine and in Crimea was to move the story to what Putin wants, what the Kremlin wants, not to shoot, to get something without shooting. Did the conversation, what we know of at the readouts of the two governments, did the conversation within these last hours change your mind in any fashion? How do you see Putin's now, the day after the White House indicated there would be severe sanctions if you move, but in any event, we'll start talking again about a resolution?
Well, it was actually a display of incredible stupidity and weakness on behalf of the Biden White House. Look, Putin knows exactly what he's doing, and Biden is not about to discourage him from doing whatever it is he wants to do. But the real discussion about a Russian buildup with an intent to an invasion of Ukraine is unthinkable. It's sort of nonsense. Why would Russia need or wish to do that? It doesn't have to do that. And it's not about to provoke a war. But I can tell you one thing. Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is about to provoke a war, and that's what he intends to do, because through that mechanism, he hopes that he can pull Ukraine straight into the West as a member of NATO or as a member of some kind of alliance with the European Union or in some form or other. So you've got this situation where the only person who wants that to turn into a conflict is Antony Blinken. I mean, I don't think President Biden has one thought about it either way. What would the Russians do? Would they invade an area which they already control through ethnic and linguistic Russians inside Ukraine? No, they don't have to do that. You've got the Donbass and other areas already under the control of pro-Russian elements. If the U.S. provokes the situation further, Russia will still not need to go into Ukraine to support the forces in Donbass and the like. But Donbass and other areas could do as Crimea did and have a poll in their areas and declare that the population there wishes to secede from Ukraine and accede to the Russian Federation. And that would be game, set, and match. Now, at that point, Russia wouldn't have to invade. It could, if it needed to, put formal military units into those areas after they'd become part of Russia. But the reality is that all that the Biden administration is doing is pushing Ukraine so that it can get access to control of the rump of Ukraine and access to the Black Sea and proximity to the Russian territory. But it will break up Ukraine and it will serve the U.S. Not at all. And you have to ask, what does the Biden administration think it will get by pulling Ukraine into Europe? It's certainly not going to improve the situation in the European Union for Ukraine to be a member there. And the point was when the Biden White House said that this could provoke a war in which the United States would pull in other allies in Europe, such as Poland and Lithuania and the like, who would be forced into a really ruinous war with Russia. And then what happens? Do you think China stands still? Would that be China's cue to say, well, the U.S. can't be in two wars at once because they really are not equipped to do so at this stage? And they would then make some risky 11th-hour type of move against Taiwan. The whole thing just doesn't make sense. And the only person thinking this through is Putin. Love him or hate him, the guy understands what he's doing and is not about to be pushed into a precipitous move by someone of the intellect of Antony Blinken.
I note the Europeans are a major story, and the Germans in particular with the new chancellor. Germany is not eager for this conflict. Can it find a way out? Opening Nord Stream 2, dealing with Moscow, being the banker for Russian adventures, is that the way forward for this, Gregory?
Well, certainly the SPD government in Germany, if you bear in mind that the Nord Stream 2 was put together by the last SPD chancellor of Germany, who, when he retired, went immediately to work for the Russian energy combine and put together Nord Stream 2. So let's face it, the current German government is anxious to get Nord Stream 2 working, anxious for the energy, and even more so now than a decade ago, because Germany has abandoned much of its nuclear power generation and the like. So it needs that that gas from Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So basically, the Germans are going to be further divided away from the United States by such a move. None of the European Union members really want to pay a huge price for any of the benefits that they can see. They want peace and stability. They want prosperity to continue. They are not all that anxious to bring Ukraine into the European Union. And in fact, it would be a long process, which is unlikely to work. Let's face it, the European Union could not find a way to get Turkey into the Union because Turkey's economy and political structures were so, shall we say, outside the realm of decency. And you look at the Ukrainian government and the corruption and the economic mismanagement there, they will not qualify for membership in the European Union. So what do? You get them in as a Partnership for Peace member of NATO. So what? I mean, it really doesn't get anybody anywhere, particularly the Europeans. So basically, the Biden administration has misread Europe as well. Yes, of course, Lithuania and Poland are most concerned about the growing strength of Russia, and particularly the fact that Belarus has now come down literally on the side of Russia in many respects. So yes, everyone's concerned about that, but are they going to go to war about it? I don't think so.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and our tribute to Joseph Bedansky includes one of the last things he wrote me, which was, Russia doesn't want to go to war. Russia has no intention of going to war, but the United States does. And I laughed. Here it is. This is John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.